Hello and welcome to this episode of Total Health with Dr. Cage. This is my podcast where I explore all aspects of health, wellness, and human consciousness. We take a look at various healing philosophies, different forms of alternative therapies, and the natural approach to various conditions. And I try to focus on health, not disease. And I talk about how you can regain your optimal health and actually prevent the major illnesses of our times and support your optimal longevity. Now, I approach all this with a very holistic approach that addresses the physical, mental, and emotional, and spiritual / consciousness aspects of health. I am Dr. Cage. I'm a naturopathic physician. I'm trained in multiple systems of natural and alternative healing. And today's topic is a recent article from the Deseret News. The Deseret News is a newspaper located in Salt Lake City, Utah, and it just ran an absolutely unethical smear piece against alternative medicine. The link for the Deseret News is www.deseret.com, DESERET.com. And it was entitled Wellness Needs a Warning Label. The author was someone named Brooklyn Romer. The basis for the article and almost all the information in the article came from a book that was written by an author named Christy Harrison. I don't want to give that book any more publicity than I have to, but you can find details in the article if you go look up that article online. The article documents samples mostly from the book about a handful of people, three or four, who had bad experiences with some form of alternative health care. And that's the basis for bashing everything. So in today's podcast, I'm going to look at this concept, which is all too common, and explain how you can start to read between the lines, see the whole story, and determine the rest of the information that someone isn't sharing with you in these types of propaganda hit pieces. So please stay tuned. So speaking of the date, we're nearing the end of June 2023. The 4th of July is almost upon us. Here in the United States, I recognize you may not be listening to this from the United States. This is our Independence Day. This is the anniversary of the day we formally declared as a country we were no longer part of the British Empire. And then we had to back that declaration up with a long war where the United States was officially a really big underdog that we eventually won. So in celebration of freedom in general and health freedom in particular, I am offering a bonus to all my podcast listeners. If you go to my website, www.drcagesays.org, and you go to the contact page and send me a message, and make sure you fill that out completely. If you don't include your email for me to contact you back, then the whole thing doesn't work. That in your message, include the words total pod. That's the code. That's the checkout code you need. And when you do that, you will receive 15% discount off my published price for any course or video or consultation service I currently have on my website, with the exceptions of the ones I have no control over. So when you click my link and go to Amazon to buy a book, they've already discounted my book prices from the standard retail price. I have no control over that. I can't give you a code you can use on Amazon. If you sign up for one of my Patreon programs, I have no control over discounts on Patreon. But for everything else, and even some of the services that you would otherwise get in Patreon, if you contact me directly, you'll get 15% off. And now that can range from anything as low priced as my $25 a month for my Qigong classes, which I teach in person and online, for the first month only, up to and including my concierge medical services, which are currently at $2,250 for one full year of my naturopathic medical services, any of those and anything between. So if you've listened to some of my other podcasts and you've been to my website and thought, oh, wow, I'd really like that longevity program, or yeah, I probably need that concierge medical plan, but it was just a little too expensive. Well, here is your chance to save 15%. And in honor of our Independence Day, I am extending this offer good through the end of July 2023. If you're hearing this for the first time and it's after July 2023, I apologize that you missed this one. But when you become a regular listener of my podcasts going forward, I will periodically have a variety of similar promotions. So let's get into everything we need to talk about today and this absolutely atrocious article. Which I left laying around here on my desk somewhere, a copy of it. Probably don't need it, but I was going to hold it up because I do think I will put this video up or one like it up online on my YouTube channel. We're dealing here with the question of ethics, as well as the safety and efficacy of both conventional modern medicine and alternative natural medicine. And one of the ways I found very useful in analyzing these kinds of situations is with a tool called a truth table. So if you get out a piece of paper and you draw a grid that's two columns by two rows, and you label one of the columns good and the other column is bad, and then on the rows, you label one of the rows conventional and one of them alternative. And into those squares, we can start to put the things that match. So in one square, we list all the good things about conventional medicine. The next, all the bad things about conventional medicine, and so on. So the next row, we have two squares where we list the good things and bad things, respectively, about alternative natural healthcare. You can do this any way you like by analyzing the fields of medicine as a whole, by considering the approach and success rates for how each system of medicine deals with a given condition, however you want to do it. Either way, what you're going to hear from the conventional medical community and the mass media, apparently, is everything good about conventional medicine and everything bad about alternative medicine. What is virtually never discussed coming out of the mouths of reporters, coming from the conventional medical world, the institutions, most individual doctors, most hospital systems, most government health agencies that comprise conventional medicine, is you are almost never going to hear anything good about alternative medicine, nor will you hear anything bad about conventional medicine. So the article in question that I gave you a link to earlier that I referenced, which is prompting me to do this podcast, I've interrupted my other planned schedule to do this one because it's timely and I want to get this out there to you. This article is a perfect example of this. They go to great lengths to discuss what might be potentially bad in a tiny handful of patient stories, include that all alternative medical approaches are flawed and highly suspect. They imply, without really stating it, that none of those bad things happen in conventional medicine, and so you're going to be much safer and better off doing the conventional approach. So let's talk very, very briefly. Entire books have been written about this, so I'm not going to go into it at length, but conventional medicine as a whole is really good at advanced imaging and advanced diagnostics. When there's something going on in the body, we now have, for example, 3D color motion pictures of the way your heart is working and we don't have to slice open your chest to take a look at what your heart looks like. Excuse me. In conventional medicine, they excel at urgent care. If you're in a motor vehicle accident, you're out chopping wood and slip and hit your leg. If you are bleeding, you have broken bones, concussions, other traumas, go to conventional medical system, go to an urgent care, go to the emergency room at a hospital, whatever you have available. Don't come see me or any other naturopathic physician as your first stop. Don't go see your massage therapist or an acupuncturist and hope that the right essential oil will will heal that gash in your leg, because it won't. You need a hospital. You need stitches. You probably need some other kind of surgery. So you go in, you get your bones set, you get your holes patched, make sure you are stable. Then come see me or some other similar provider, other naturopaths and so on. And our methods can usually help you get better faster. Some of the post-trauma protocols I use, post-surgery protocols, can shorten the recovery time, cutting it in half. Bones, instead of taking 6 to 8 weeks to heal, I've seen them heal in 3 to 4 weeks using the kind of things that I and a whole lot of other natural providers know how to do. Now, what the conventional medical system in all its various forms does very poorly is, well, unfortunately, pretty much everything else in the world of medicine. They do prevention of any illness poorly. They don't even pretend to engage in prevention, which includes lifestyle modification and especially nutrition. If you've ever seen what passes for food in a hospital cafeteria, which is the same things they feed patients when you're in there undergoing surgeries, you will understand what I mean. The conventional world does not get it. They treat the major chronic illnesses poorly. Every single person who dies of heart disease, diabetes, or cancer has been following the conventional standard of care from their first diagnosis all the way up until they die, and they don't extend the lifespans much, if anything, beyond people who have the same condition and do absolutely nothing. There was a famous study in the either the 1980s or maybe early 1990s, which compared outcomes between women who had breast cancer and underwent conventional treatment of that era and women who did absolutely nothing. And the women who did absolutely nothing lived longer and were healthier and happier while they did it. And there's pretty much never been another study published in one of the major medical journals ever since then to explore those kinds of things. So what does conventional medicine do in that? Well, they just keep prescribing pharmaceutical drugs over and over until you, following the standard of care, until you die from that condition. They make no real attempt or pretense that they're going to try and cure you. In many cases, it has actually become illegal to say you can cure an illness. Yeah, that's right. It is considered illegal in some states to use the C word, cure, with respect to many illnesses, including and most particularly the one that used to be referred to as the C word, which is cancer. So that's just a real short summary of what's taking place in the world of healthcare in our country every day. These factors that conventional medicine does prevention poorly and treats chronic illnesses poorly is exactly why most of the other alternative medical professions exist. Over the years, thousands of practitioners have sought a better way to help their patients, and millions of patients have gone seeking for something else when the conventional medical system fails them entirely. None of this, of course, is mentioned in this Deseret News article, nor in the book that article refers to, which I have no intention of actually reading. I have read dozens of books way back in when I was in my 20s about the differences between conventional and alternative medicine, why we have alternative medicine. And I even read a few of those those books that talk about how dangerous and evil that weird, wacky alternative medical field is. I don't really need to read anymore. I read this article. It didn't really outrage me. It just disgusted me to think that there's people getting paid to produce that kind of propaganda under the guise of journalism. If you have an interest in this, there are two books I recommend. Both of them are what I describe as nutrient dense. These aren't the 30-second soundbite reads you get on the average website. The first book is called Medical Nemesis by an author named Ivan Illich, and he compares the medical industry for a form of priesthood that can't be questioned. He presents a lot of evidence for that. That was one of the books I read way back in the day when I was looking to leave my first professional career as an engineer and get into natural healing. The second book I highly recommend, also nutrient dense, is called Divided Legacy, A History of the Schism in Medical Thought by an author named Harris Coulter. That book is actually four volumes, each lengthy. I believe it's volume two that is the one that focuses on this aspect of it and how the medical world has waged an unceasing war on the field of homeopathy for over 200 years now because homeopathy has had the audacity to produce better results for patients than what the conventional world did, either in the 1800s, 1900s, or now in the 2000s. And it documents how the AMA, the American Medical Association, was actually formed to deal with this threat of their largely ineffective profession by the more successful homeopaths. That, in turn, has led to a lot of lobbying and laws being passed by partnering with the pharmaceutical industry. That's where their money comes from, and this has produced what I describe as an unholy alliance between medical professions, the pharmaceutical industry, and government agencies that are intended, in theory, to be the watchdogs to oversee both of those. Now, back to our truth table. I've already alluded to some of the good things that alternative medicine does, and one of them is a more complete holistic medical philosophy and being able to deal with our complex interactions that we have between our bodies, our physical bodies, our mental and emotional nature, and our spiritual nature. Alternative medicine in general is committed to using safe natural therapies with few or no side effects. Alternative medicine as a whole seems to be committed to following the precept of the Hippocratic Oath, which says, first, do no harm. This oath is something that many in the conventional medical circles seem to have forgotten or conveniently ignore for profit. I have even heard of some medical schools where medical doctors graduate and they are never required to take the Hippocratic Oath. Just for the record, the naturopathic medical profession still does require our naturopathic version of the Hippocratic Oath. And yes, we absolutely positively embrace the concept of first, do no harm. Alternative medicine practitioners get a lot of better results in these kinds of cases, these chronic illnesses, because we spend more time with our patients. And as a result, we tend to find things that conventional practitioners often miss. Alternative practitioners in general have a pretty darn good record with the major illnesses such as diabetes, heart disease, and cancer, which are exactly the areas where the conventional track record is dismal. I've worked with many, many patients over the years on these various illnesses, and I can tell you that the alternative track record would actually even be a lot better if we could just get those patients at the beginning of the disease progression rather than at the end when their immune systems are torn down, their bodies are wore out, they barely have enough energy to walk, let alone heal from serious conditions. and what alternative medicine in general, back to our truth table, what we do, what alternative medicine doesn't do well, it do poorly, is we are not the place to go when you have urgent care situations like the ones I mentioned earlier. Bleeding, fractures, loss of consciousness, don't come see me. Go to an ER. Conventional medicine doesn't seem to acknowledge the areas they don't do well, whereas I believe, by and large, alternative practitioners do. I'm not running around telling people, oh, come to see me when you got a broken bone. Because I don't do that. That would be unethical. And the focus of this is on medical ethics of the various professions. As an example, most medical doctors in hospital just won't tell anyone, oh yeah, the ultrasound you have shows that you have gallstones, but it isn't bad enough for surgery, so go see a naturopathic physician and reverse this condition safely and naturally without surgery. Now, I picked this example because it happens to be an area I have a lot of experience with. I've written a book called Keep Your Gallbladder. You can find that on my website, by the way. And of the hundreds of gallstone patients I've worked with, not one was ever told they could be treated naturally. What they were all told is they needed to have surgery immediately or they might die. And in about 99.99% of the cases, that's simply untrue. I would say 5% or less of gallstone patients actually need surgery. It's become gangrenous. It's become calcified. It's maybe in the early stages of cancer. And in those cases, yeah, just take it out and then we'll deal with the long-term effects of no gallbladder afterwards. Another example from this Deseret News article is from author Harrison's book, and it clearly shows a bias. There's a quote that says, and this is an actual quote, if you like wellness and it's not hurting you, by all means, do your thing. End quote. Nowhere is there any indication that the idea of wellness, promoting health and wellness and longevity, is a good thing. The seeking wellness through the use of alternative therapies can provide many benefits that conventional medical approaches can't even begin to approach. And Romer, this article's author, uses terms like the problematic wellness industry. It's like, why is getting well a problem? But those are the kinds of things you're going to find in these kind of hit pieces, right? It's propaganda, pure propaganda. I'm really curious, as someone who's both a physician and an author and involved in media through this podcast, but in the past I had a live on-air radio show when I lived in Southern California, where I discussed a lot of these same things. The title of this podcast, Total Health with Dr. Cage, comes from my radio show, which had the same name. So I'm curious, why that article? Did Romer have a personal relationship with the book author? Is she somehow being compensated to do a hit job on alternative health care? I don't get it. I'm just curious. I don't know. Maybe she didn't get paid. Maybe she really believes the propaganda in her article, but that just tells me that her journalistic standards might want some improvement. Another case she calls out from the book that Roe references is that the book author Harrison calls out leaky gut syndrome as a dubious diagnosis. Well, leaky gut syndrome has detailed science behind it, where the cells that line the inside of your digestive system lose their connections to adjacent cells. An undigested food particle, bacteria, and other things can start to leak into your bloodstream and lymphatic system and start to put an increasing load on your immune system. Natural practitioners in general have very good success reversing this condition. We know what to do. This is not speculative science as these two authors are suggesting. I've treated many dozens, if not hundreds, of cases involving leaky gut and one or more of the inflammatory bowel diseases. And it's It's a straightforward process to heal those. It's can be long, it can be slow, and it works. I have helped many people heal themselves from these kinds of conditions. So the truth is that all this information I presented here in this podcast, and there's a lot more, which is, it's why the statistics of the conventional medical system and advanced chronic illnesses are so dismal and why people seek alternatives. Just as a reference, if you have a cancer in any organ, all cases of cancer, and what you do is only what the conventional standard of care does, only 3% of cancer patients are cured and the situation reversed by using conventional medicine. The other 97% people with cancer will eventually die from either the cancer or the side effects of the cancer treatments, be it chemotherapy, radiation, or surgeries. That's why people go looking. They know these statistics. These statistics are all over the internet, and anyone doing their journalistic due diligence can't help but find them. The article acknowledged, this Deseret News article acknowledged that alternative medicine is a $4.4 trillion business, but they could only cherry pick 3 or 4 examples of bad alternative care. People are smart. They talk with their money. You talk with your money. You would not be spending $4.4 trillion on systems of healthcare that don't work. If you go try alternative medicine, it doesn't work. You don't tell your friends and relatives, hey, go try this alternative system that isn't working. No. I can assure you that in my own case, in my own practice over the last going on 25 years, my biggest source of referral or ad is word of mouth referrals. People tell their friends and relatives about me. Hey, he helped fix my thyroid. He helped fix my gallstones. Go see him. If you've got that, go see him. People talk with their money. So they would not be spending it if alternative medicine as a whole were ineffective. But instead, this author implies who's doing alternative medicine deceived, like that sleazy quote about, well, if wellness isn't hurting you, you know, which is just disgusting. That kind of comment has no place in real journalism. So I'm encouraging you to learn to read between the lines, read behind the headlines when you encounter these kinds of articles. I remember one once was, is organic food safe? Of course, the flip side is, the gist of that article is, don't eat this dangerous, unproven organic food. Go eat the poison and pesticide laden food at your regular supermarket. Don't go to the organic food stores. And, you know, I could give an hour lecture, and I have and do at times, on the dangers of non-organic foods, all the pesticides, weed killers, bug killers, fungus killers, mold killers, and things that are sprayed all over conventional foods, the lack of nutrition in conventional foods, because most organic farmers are fertilizing and remineralizing the soils in ways that make their food healthier. So if you or a family member is facing a condition, health condition, do the truth table for yourself. Get online, do some research about what's good and bad from the worlds of conventional and alternative medicine. Make an informed decision. If you do that, you're going to be way ahead of the so-called journalists out there that I think of more as propaganda writers, who publish articles such as the one I'm referring to here. So do that research. One of my services is I do offer what I call second opinion consultations. No matter where you're at, if you want some help putting together your version of a truth table, I do these kinds of consultations. You can contact me through the email address on my website. And my website, of course, www.drcagesays.org. That's drcagesays.org. That's it for this podcast. Don't forget my special offer, 15% off any product or service when you send a message from my website that includes the word Total Pod. And in that email, after I get that email, I will contact you and we can make the appropriate arrangements. So that's it for today. Until next time, this is Dr. Cage signing off.